This podcast is brought to you by All Family Pharmacy. This is your family pharmacy where you can get ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, antibiotics, and even your daily meds, all online. Go to allfamilypharmacy.com/Howie and use code Howie10 to save 10% right now. That's allfamilypharmacy.com/Howie and use code Howie10.
Carr, Boston Herald columnist and radio hitman.
Howie Carr is a columnist for the Boston Herald as well as a radio talk show host who has been a thorn in the side of Whitey Bulger and his gang for 20 years.
I was referred to today as 1970s Boston.
Howie is sort of an insidious force in this area.
Nothing gets you going in the morning like a good cup of Joe and a little Howie Carr, right?
Hey, paper boy.
It comes from the tabloid talk show stuff in Boston, and it was concocted there.
Live from sunny Florida,
Mar-a-Lago,
it's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. Welcome to the Howie Carr Show. And again, every day there are new developments that I could use in an updated version of my new book, which just arrived, Mass Corruption, Volume 1, The Cops. There will definitely have to be a Volume 2. I don't know if the Volume 2 will be the balls or just more cops, but another cop has been suspended today. It's just come out. He was apparently the recipient of X-rated text messages from Michael Proctor, the fired state cop, who was also from Canton. They were both intimately involved in the attempted frame-up of Karen Reed, who had to go through two murder trials. Double jeopardy. Acquitted twice of the same murder. But now the sky is dark with chickens coming home to roost, and it's only just begun. We were playing another one, Bites the Dust, earlier. We could also be playing It's Only Just Begun by the Carpenters, a really crappy song, but I think it's only just begun for all of these crooked cops in Norfolk County. 844-500-4242. A couple of feel-good stories for Monday. Tulsa, an alleged murderer was shot and killed just before midnight on Halloween after reportedly kicking in an apartment door. 20-year-old Jamond, for that is indeed his name, or was his name, Jamond Silas, died at the scene. The man opened fire to protect his own life. Someone who called 911 to report the shooting said they heard around 20 gunshots, then saw a man down on the ground with a gun next to him. Why did he shoot him 20 times? He ran out of bullets, as Grady Judd used to say, or has said. You probably still say it again, the sheriff in Polk County, Florida. Texas, Harris County. A man allegedly tried to carjack an off-duty Harris County deputy's car Friday afternoon, again, Halloween, around 2:45 p.m. in Atascocita outside of Houston, and was shot dead by the deputy. The deputy had just placed his young child in a car seat in the back of a pickup truck when the perp approached and then attempted to enter the passenger side of the vehicle. The deputy temporarily held the suspect at gunpoint, then decided to open fire, fearing for the life of his child. That's what you always say. You were fearing for your own life or the life of your passenger or child, whoever. The would-be carjacker was found lying on a lawn. He was identified as 27-year-old Darius, that's with two D's, Darius Williams. Did we have any statements from Jamond Silas's mother, Jared?
He's a good boy, a very good boy.
Did Darius Williams' mother check in?
He's a good boy, a very good boy.
We have the names of the two suspects, the two would-be Muslim terrorists in Dearborn, Michigan, who were planning to kill young children trick-or-treating on Halloween. They have now been identified. They after the thwarted terror attack, they're ISIS connected. Mohamed Ali. Not Muhammad, Mohamed Ali. And Majid Mahmoud. Indian illegal alien charged with assault aboard aircraft. This is from the U.S. Attorney's Office in Boston. An illegal alien from India has been charged with allegedly stabbing two minor victims with a metal fork while on board a Lufthansa flight from Chicago to Germany. Pranith Kumar Usiri Pali, 28. He allegedly stabbed a 17-year-old male passenger in the shoulder area with a metal fork, and then he allegedly stabbed a second 17-year-old male passenger in the back of the head with the same metal fork. Minor A was sleeping lightly in a middle seat when he allegedly awoke to see Usiri Pali, the illegal alien, standing over him. Then he stabbed them both. When flight members attempted to subdue the illegal alien, he allegedly raised his hand, formed a gun with his finger, put it in his mouth, and pulled an imaginary trigger. He was previously admitted to the United States on a student visa. Most recently, he was enrolled in a master's program in biblical studies. Biblical studies, you don't say. He presently does not have lawful status in the United States of America. So it happened, above the skies here, and I guess the nearest international airport they could land in was Logan. So that's why he's being held in Boston. An ICE officer and an illegal alien from Honduras were injured Wednesday morning in Phoenix. ICE stopped Jose Garcia Hyphen Sorto as he drove on I-17 around 4 a.m.
And I get compliments on the hyphen.
Garcia Sorto pulled over only to allegedly speed off as officers approached his vehicle. Fearing for his life, an officer defensively discharged his service weapon, striking Garcia Sorto's vehicle. He was wounded in the incident. The ICE officer was also injured and hospitalized as well. Arizona Family, that's a newspaper, I guess, or a website, noted that Garcia Hyphen Sorto's wife acknowledged that she and her husband are in the country illegally. His wife said, "What they're doing is bad, but I don't wish anything bad towards them because I am not God to judge them. I pray for them." She also prays for her SNAP benefits and her Section 8 housing benefits. And her Medicaid benefits, and her WIC benefits, and the fact that she's allowed to commit any crime she wants in the country with no repercussions whatsoever. I got more of these stories as we go through the afternoon. Paul, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Paul.
Good afternoon, Howie. Great listening to today. My question is this, Howie. Clearly, Police Commissioner Cox was lying about the interview with Kelly Dever.
Correct.
Now, our great Boston mayor refuses to make a statement or do anything about it.
Our governor, fired this cocaine kingpin that was working out of her office, who she described as a proven leader with deep roots to Western Mass. But she's basically not doing anything about him either, right? I mean, these people feel like they're in a one-party state and they don't have to answer to anybody, whether it's the courts or the press or the most importantly of all, the electorate.
It's just outrageous, Howie, that these people can get away with this. Wouldn't they want transparency? Wouldn't they want to have an honest police force, a leader like this that is clearly lying? I mean, didn't they remove Kelly Dever because she had a faulty memory? If our
yes.
commissioner can't remember an interview.
You're right. I mean, exactly. They said, in his letter to the mayor and to the police commissioner, Alan Jackson, Karen Reed's attorney, said either she was lying, in which case she should never be a cop again, or she has a terrible faulty memory and she can't ever be trusted to be a witness again. So she's totally worthless as a law enforcement officer. And you're right, the exact same thing can be said of the police commissioner, Michael Cox. He either lied or he can't remember, and in either case, he's worthless as a police officer.
100%, and our communist mayor refusal to acknowledge this is mind-boggling, and we thank you for keeping the public informed, Howie. You do a great job. God bless.
Thank you. I appreciate you saying that, Paul. And again, my book, Mass Corruption, we have I have my column on Kelly Dever before she quit. I got that into the epilogue. And I also have a column about one of the police commissioner's friends, Campagne. Yeah, he's a cop, a veteran cop, and he has two sons or three sons maybe on the police force. And one of them got into all kinds of trouble, including chasing a car full of teenagers on Morrissey Boulevard. And the car tried to get away from him. They were told to break off the chase, but they didn't apparently. And the three kids in the car that was being chased ended up getting killed in an automobile accident. This Campagne kid, before he was involved in the chase which three kids died, one day he was messing around with a gun in his apartment in Hyde Park, and he shot off his service revolver into the next apartment, almost killed the guy in the next apartment. The guy was taking a nap and the bullet flies over his head. And then this kid, Tristan Campagne, however it's pronounced, he's supposed to, you know, when you improperly discharge a firearm, you're supposed to call the duty officer or the, you know, the top guy in charge of standards. He called his dad. He called his pop, who was like a lieutenant or something like that. I mean, it's just outrageous. And nothing happened to him. Nothing ever happens to these cops. 844-500-4242. A recent Danish study revealed something heartbreaking. Just 1 year after an abortion, women were 50% more likely to need psychiatric treatment and 87% more likely to experience personality or behavioral disorders. That's not woman's health care. That's trauma. But at preborn, women find the real kind of care, the kind that heals. When a woman walks into one of preborn's network clinics, she's welcomed with open arms. She's introduced to her baby through an ultrasound. And for the first time, she sees life, not loss, and she's offered hope-filled choices. When she chooses life, preborn continues walking with her for up to 2 years, providing maternity clothes, diapers, counseling, and so much more. Preborn cares for the whole woman, body, mind, and soul, and the precious baby growing inside her. There are babies in their mother's wombs who need our help right now. As the year comes to a close, your tax-deductible donation can be the difference between life and death. Would you consider a leadership gift to save babies in a big way? Your gift of $5, $10, or $15,000 will be used to save countless lives of babies for years to come. But whatever you can give helps out at preborn. $28 provides for one ultrasound. Now, over half the time a mother sees her baby on the ultrasound and hears the heartbeat, she decides to keep the baby. To donate whatever you can, however great or however small a sum, dial #250 and say the keyword baby. That's #250 baby, or donate securely at preborn.com/Howie. That's preborn.com/Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
Follow Howie on X.
I've got to post a link with witty comment.
At Howie Carr Show. Howie Carr is back.
No more Mr. Nice Guy. Today's poll question is brought to you by Perfect Smiles. I had my last appointment of the year at Perfect Smiles. Good thing I did too, as I had two more cavities that needed to be filled. I only go for dental work to Perfect Smiles in Nashua, New Hampshire. It is so worth the trip. Visit them today at perfectsmiles.com or call them at 603-595-6699. I have a new book coming out. It's out, actually. It's being delivered by the thousands every day. Mass Corruption, Volume 1, The Cops. And if you make an appointment, now, if you're a new customer to Perfect Smiles and you make an appointment for a consultation, and you go, while supplies last, you can get a free copy of my new book, Mass Corruption, Volume 1, The Cops. So visit them today at perfectsmiles.com or call them at 603-595-6699. Make your initial appointment if you're a new customer. And if while supplies last, you can get a copy of my new book, Mass Corruption, Volume 1, The Cops. Or you can order it at howiecarshow.com. Click on store. Jared, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Today's poll question, which you can vote in at howiecarshow.com, is should Trump sue Rep. Seth Moulton for defamation for falsely stating on MSNBC that POTUS, quote-unquote, took advantage of young girls with Epstein? Yes, no, or undecided?
Yes.
98% say yes, 1% say no, and 1% is undecided.
All right. 844-500-4242. Mike, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Mike.
I honestly can't believe that Seth Moulton is that stupid that he would say that on Morning Joe. I mean, the Democrats must have deep pockets, because that's who's going to end up paying for it. That guy, he's too stupid to steal. And that's I just don't understand why he would say something that dumb.
I know. Maybe, Mike, let me play it again. Mike, let me play it again, because nobody's heard. I don't think very few people have heard this. And we played it twice already. We'll play it one more time here just now. Hold on, Mike. We'll talk to you after we play it. Cut 21.
To freedom with Trump. If you are one of the people like him who took advantage of young girls with Jeffrey Epstein, then we're going to sort of make that go away. I mean, fundamentally,
well,
Speaker Johnson.
We don't have evidence that he took advantage of young girls with Jeffrey Epstein.
Right. Just common sense be damned.
I'm not saying common sense be damned. I'm saying facts. Let's look at the facts. I mean, is he in the Epstein files?
He's obviously in the Epstein files. And the reason that fundamentally Speaker Johnson has us on vacation is because he does not want to see the newly elected Democratic representative.
Right, but you said he took advantage of young girls. You have absolutely no evidence of that.
I think it's pretty obvious that that's what's
going
on here.
You think it's pretty obvious?
I do. And I think it's pretty obvious to the Republicans.
John Lemire, are you reporting on this?
Well, we know that he's friends with Epstein. We know that the birthday card was in there. I mean, he has not been accused of any wrongdoing.
No.
I think that's the point you're trying to make. But also, certainly here, we know that Speaker Johnson has kept the House out of session, in large part, to not seat the woman, the Congresswoman-elect from Arizona, who would provide the decisive votes to release more material. So, yeah, certainly that would be, you know, any association with further embarrassment for Trump.
The book that Virginia Giuffre wrote,
yes,
said he was, she never saw him around there. And I'm not doing his bidding. I'm just saying there's enough things to talk about Donald Trump without talking about.
You're right, Mike. I mean, you know, when Morning Joe Scarborough seems to be the reasonable guy, the voice of moderation, and this guy just won't give it up. He kept throwing him life preservers, right?
Well,
and he wouldn't take them.
Chuck must have had a coming of Jesus or something, because I've never seen that guy ever stand up for Trump at all. And finally, I just want to, because I think maybe I have a shot here, and I'm just asking for a friend. Is it a prerequisite now to be gay to work in government in the state of Massachusetts? Because everybody here on the Cape, just about, is gay that's a representative. I don't think I have a shot. So, I don't know. I was just wondering.
I don't think you want a shot, Mike. I think you want to stay the hell out of it. I mean, this guy, Lamar Cook, is straight, but you can see it in the filings in the probate and family court. John, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, John.
Howie, I think you're an expert on corruption in government. I've always enjoyed listening to you about that. But what do you think we should actually do about it? As sometimes I think you may not have, ideas on how we can correct this.
We have to vote the rascals out. And, you know, we're just doing a very poor job of that, John. But that's the only thing you can do. You can't rely on the courts. You can't rely on the cops. You have to take matters into your own hands on election day.
It's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. 617 says, has any reporter asked the Democrats why the Epstein files weren't released when Brandon was president? Again, if they had all this compromising evidence on Trump, like you always say, why wouldn't they have released it? Doesn't make any sense. And they had to prosecute him on these phony baloney charges, try to bankrupt him for fraud. It's just absurd. But yet their voters are so low info that all they have to say is Epstein. And they have apparently the memory of a gnat. They don't remember that all of this that they had control of all these files for years. You know, not just the 4 years of Brandon, but they controlled the Justice Department. That's how they were able to keep the Hunter Biden laptop in abeyance, to pretend that it wasn't real when they had it a year before the election. They knew it was real. They all knew it was real. And so if that had something real, like Epstein information, they would have had Trump locked up long ago. And yet this guy Moulton just goes out and lies about it? Is he that dumb? You can't go broke underestimating the intelligence of these Democrats. But, you know, come on. Why would he do this? I'll tell you, the other networks are learning to protect themselves. Whoopi Goldberg today made a joke about the pardon of that Chinese Bitcoin or cryptocurrency guy, whatever he was. And Trump was asked about it last night in the 60 Minutes interview, and he said he didn't know the guy. And she said, well, what was this? Did he sign it with an auto pen? And she was just joking around. And so they had Sonny Hostin write her a note. This was this morning on The View. And tell her to say, well, that was a joke. I wasn't serious that the auto pen wrote the pardon for this crypto guy. So listen to this. But they have to watch it now because Trump will sue them and what Whoopi Goldberg said wasn't nearly as bad. It was obviously a joke. What Seth Moulton said was not a joke. He believes it, or he claims to believe it. This is cut 30 for Whoopi Goldberg on The View today. Cut 30.
To go to their meetings with the judge, the meetings that are they're supposed to go to when they're listening to what the hell? What?
I love when Sonny passes notes.
Here's the note.
If Trump used an auto pen to part, it was a joke.
Yes. We don't know if Trump used an auto pen to part.
Oh, come on.
But we do know that he didn't know who that crypto guy was.
Well, I'm sorry. You know, the hardest thing about this job now is
she's ripping it up.
No one understands nuance. There, you know, when you hear a joke, when somebody's fooling around, when they're not saying something specific, especially on this show. I'm very specific when I'm pointing.
Oh,
stuff
you're
out.
Very
when I'm
specific.
Jokes,
you're so
you know when I'm making jokes. This is ridiculous.
You're so knowledgeable. I'm glad they're running scared. They should be running scared. 781 says Seth Moulton isn't dumb. He just thinks Massachusetts voters are dumb. Yeah. Again, very few people have gone broke recently underestimating the intelligence of Massachusetts voters. 844-500-4242. So this is Trump is asked about is he engaging in retribution by indicting, by having the Justice Department indict people like Comey and Letitia James and John Bolton. And God, I hope Brennan is next after his disgraceful performance last week at George Mason University. So this is Trump on 60 Minutes, Cut 9.
James Comey, John Bolton, Letitia James were all recently indicted.
Good.
There's a pattern to these names. They're all public figures who have publicly denounced you. Is it political retribution?
You know what? You know who got indicted? The man you're looking at. I got indicted. And I was innocent. And here I am because I was able to beat all of the nonsense that was thrown at me. And yet, when you go after a dirty cop like Comey, or a guy like Bolton, who I hear has, I don't know anything about it. I hear he took records all over the place. Who knows? Letitia James is a terrible, dishonest person, in my opinion.
Did you instruct the Department of Justice to go after them?
Not in any way, shape, or form. No, you don't have to instruct them because they were so dirty, they were so crooked, they were so corrupt, that the honest people we have, Pam Bondi's doing a very good job.
Yeah. You know, here's the thing. It's so crooked. You know what? We talked about it on Friday, this Arctic Frost operation where they were going after basically every Republican. They were just trying to take out the entire Republican leadership. This was a Jack Smith operation. Just totally crooked, totally deep state, Orwellian. Hundreds of subpoenas against Republicans for nothing. Then Boasberg lying about it when he was trying to make sure that Ted Cruz didn't find out his phone records were being subpoenaed. He was being wiretapped, surveilled. I mean, it's just, I'm just touching the surface of it. And you know where all these documents have come from? They haven't come from Dan Bongino and Kash Patel. You know why? Because the Democrats in the FBI haven't given up the documents. Whistleblowers have given up all the documents that Senator Grassley and Senator Johnson have. They all come from whistleblowers, not from the top echelon of the FBI, because they don't have the documents. Their agents have hidden it. That's how crooked these people are. And Grassley said this is arguably worse than Watergate. I think it's inarguably worse than Watergate. It's 100 times worse than Watergate. It's as bad in many ways, or worse than the Russian collusion hoax. And yet they refuse to report that. Just like they refuse to report Seth Moulton's libeling of President Trump. They refused to report that they were dealing massive amounts of kilos out of Mara Healey's office. They didn't even mention that when she was on Face the Nation yesterday. 844-500-4242. Eric, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Eric.
Hey, Howie. Thank you for taking my call. I just wanted to comment briefly on the Epstein situation and point out that this isn't such a partisan issue. I mean, MAGA was quite emphatic about releasing the files, and people like Kash Patel and Dan Bongino are on record as saying, don't let this up. Like, until we get all the files out, do not let this up. Right? So it's a kind of a populist issue, and I'm a little... Obviously, the question of why Biden didn't release it is a very good question, and most people on the populist side of things suspect that it's because there are Democrats and Republicans implicated.
But the Democrats are bigger than the Republicans, starting with Bill Clinton.
That may well be. We don't know until we get the files.
We know his name is on the manifest, on the flight logs. We know that. He went down there.
Why can't we find that out? I want to know if Bill Clinton's on there.
Again, Eric, you're being disingenuous. You know he was on those flight logs, right? You do know that, correct?
I do know that. The real question.
Okay, so then why'd you tell me you wanted to know that when you knew it?
Because the question I'm trying to get at is who was running this blackmail ring, right? Is, are there the central question? The answer may well be no, But
I don't know. I mean, I think that's an open question, isn't it? Whether there was a blackmail ring. I mean, there are conflicting reports on whether there was a blackmail ring. They're not conflicting reports about whether Bill Clinton was on the plane and going down to the island.
I understand, but why can't we find out for sure if there was a blackmail ring? That seems pretty important, particularly if it involved an intelligence agency,
yeah,
either from our government or another government.
I don't know. They're now saying that one of the big investment banks in New York was buried in the Wall Street Journal last week, the story inside the paper, that they were flagging Epstein's money transactions as early as 2002, 23 years ago. They were flagging it. I don't know what the deal is. And you know, one reason why they don't usually release raw FBI files is there's a lot of stuff in those FBI files that may not be true. I mean, there are legitimate reasons for not releasing everything in these documents. You know, I've seen stuff in the Whitey Bulger files that I'm pretty sure is not true. You know, it's just raw intelligence. And I mean, they can make the argument. It may not be the strongest argument in the world that they're holding these that they don't want a total document dump of tens of millions of pages, because there's going to be a lot of people that are going to be innocent people are going to be hurt. And you also, Eric, I'll say one last thing. You got to protect the victims, do you not?
I agree 100%. But the FBI is up to that task, aren't they? Under Cash Patel, can't they redact the names of the victims?
Oh man, it's millions of pages. I get police reports sometimes, and it runs two or three pages. Jared can back me up on this, and we try to go through and redact everything, and we miss stuff, right, Jared?
Yeah,
two, three pages.
Yeah, we do.
It's not as easy as it sounds, you know, and I can just imagine what it would be like to do millions of pages, even if you had thousands of people doing it. I don't know. All I know is that this is a red herring for the Democrats to be throwing this at Trump when they had all those years to get him and they didn't do it, because obviously they tried to frame him on other charges. It's better to frame someone on a sexual abuse of a minor than it is to be framing them on some kind of obscure bank fraud that didn't even exist. They tried to frame him on white collar process crimes that didn't occur. If they had him on molesting underage girls, they certainly would have gone after it. It goes without saying. I can't believe that they get away with it as much as they do. Thanks for the call, though, Eric. The 10,000 hour rule states that when you've practiced something over 10,000 hours in your life, then that makes you an expert in the field. Well, over two generations, J.J. Manning Auctioneers has well exceeded that threshold. You are not a guinea pig when you're working with a firm who's been in business for almost 50 years and conducted more than 16,000 auctions. Don't list your property for sale. List your property for an auction sale where you control the terms and you control the timeline. You sell your property as is and contingency free. This is especially huge in Massachusetts, where all traditional listings will soon be required to have a home inspection before closing. Luckily, auctions are an exception to that rule. Family real estate owned for generations doesn't need to be dragged through an extensive inspection process. They need a cash as-is auction buyer. J.J. Manning works with estates, businesses, families, builders, bankers, real estate brokers, and anyone who wants their real estate sold today. The waiting game is over with a J.J. Manning auction. Here are some upcoming auctions from Howie listeners. November 6th, an absolute estate auction of a home in Springfield, Mass., with more coming soon. If you have a commercial, residential, or land to sell, contact Charlie Gill at 800-521-0111 or visit jjmanning.com. Call Charlie today and mark it sold. I'm Howie Carr.
Howie Carr will return. Howie Carr is back.
Limerick guy says, how the hell can they call it Face the Nation when these lefty frauds go on the show and never have to actually face the nation? Limerick guy. You know, you think it would have been, you know, when Mara Healey was blasting Trump and saying he has to pay for the SNAP benefits. You think it would have been a follow-up question. I mean, again, Tim Russert would ask the follow-up question. Well, Governor, number one, you don't even know how much the state's paying. You've said $210 million. You've said $240 million. So you're not even sure how much the state has to pay. But you had $4 billion. $4 billion for illegal alien criminals. Some of them are now in prison for raping disabled young girls or raping and impregnating their own daughters or for selling drugs out of their taxpayer-funded luxury apartments and carrying AR-15s around the parking lot. You had $4 billion for that, but you don't have $240 million? You didn't care about what you were going to walk away from $900 million that a local company wanted to give you so that you could take care of your fat cat contributors. You had $12 million for free phone calls for jailbirds. But you're blaming Donald Trump for the fact that you don't have any money? You claim you don't have. What about your $8.5 billion rainy day fund? You could pay for SNAP benefits for the people of Massachusetts, citizens and otherwise. I know you don't care about citizens, but for the illegal aliens, you could pay for them for 40 months without any federal intervention. 40 months. And yet you're on this show not talking about the cocaine dealing going on in your own office. A cocaine trafficking organization operating out of your own personal office. You're not talking about that. You're trying to blame Donald Trump. That's how Tim Russert would have handled it. That's how any journalist would have handled it. But there aren't any journalists. Barry Weiss got a lot more work to do. I know she's only been in office in the corner office there. It's at 60 Minutes, BlackRock, whatever it's called, for a month or so. But she's got to clean up everything, all the messes there. Steve, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Steve.
All right, Howie. And Biden, the Democrats were bribing lowlifes to come into America. And before I get to the meat and potatoes, I just want to say, like, I'm still waiting for Marla Maples' Rolodex to be taken out into the public view. And Donald Trump, they're just going after him. He just hit the bullseye. If they had anything on him, they would have went after him. When Donald Trump was in private life, especially in New York, that was his big place, he had the best elite security team around him.
Steve, if you have something on somebody, I mean a major league crime, you don't have to frame him, right? Why would you bother to frame somebody if you have them cold on a horrific crime that nobody is in favor of? At least no one who's not a Democrat. Thanks for the call, Steve. Mike, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Mike.
Howie.
Yes.
Lamar Cook, wasn't it 45? Was it 45 pounds or am I wrong?
I believe it was 47 pounds, Mike. So you're close enough. 47 pounds. 29 pounds at UMass at the hotel and 18 pounds delivered to the governor's personal office in Springfield.
Oh, okay. Unbelievable. Holy moly. Well, yeah. You're familiar with Mike Benz, who used to be Trump's speechwriter?
Yes, I am.
Worked in the State Department. He goes all through that. The Epstein files with the funding of covert operations. That's why they wanted hush hush. It's because of the covert operations funded through Epstein by the mega donors.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, you can go down rabbit holes with Epstein. I mean, he's a convenient conspirator. I mean, he was a bad guy, and I don't know how he got any of these jobs. He didn't even have a college degree, and he was teaching at one of the most exclusive prep schools in New York City. But someone says another conning fake narrative, Tim Russert was fair and square. He was very fair and square compared to Margaret Brennan.